We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Championships, second semifinal of the day. We're joined by Trinity head coach Pat Cunningham. First of all, Pat, congratulations on a very tough 74-66 win in the semifinals against Rhodes.
Thanks, Jeff. And I thought it was an awfully good college basketball game, two teams fighting and playing hard, and we were really fortunate and glad that we came out on top on this one.
Coach, both of your, both teams, Trinity and Rhodes, pretty similar records on the season. Talk a little bit about what you thought going into this game. Did you expect a game like you got?
Yeah, you know, I really did. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was going to be a battle. They're a good basketball team. I'm watching warm-ups and I'm saying, you know, these two teams, I'm looking at the two teams warm-ups and saying, you know, we're exactly the same. You know, we got a lot of guys between 6'3 and 6'6, a couple of little guards, and, you know, we're very, very similar in terms of how we play, in terms of the kinds of players we have, and, you know, that I think we're very similar. So I did expect a close basketball game, and proved me right.
Coach, taking a look at inside the box score, you had three players score 15 or more points. At the SCAC Championships or a postseason event like this, how important is it to have depth?
Well, it is important. I mean, I think, you know, playing three games in 3 days, kids do get tired, and I think that, you know, you need people to come out, step up and make plays and give people minutes, and I thought we got that. We played nine guys. We played guys a lot of minutes, but we played nine guys, and I thought some guys stepped up and sort of came in for the last two games, actually. It came in and have given us a lift that we needed.
Coach, with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes ago, it was about a one-possession game between 2 and 3 points. You guys were kind of taking timeouts coming out after a Rhodes timeout. What were you telling your team there?
Well, you know, I was thinking they had ran a play after a timeout earlier and had gotten a slip on us. And I just wanted to, coming out of the timeout, I hadn't talked to, about specific defensively. So we actually took another timeout because I wanted to talk defense a little bit more about that possession. And I think what happened is we ended up going zone just to take away some of the cutting and movement and hopefully guard the shooters. And I think our guys did a pretty good job of guarding people in that, you know, with a minute 10 to go or whatever there was left to play there.
Coach, the Tigers advanced to the SCAC Championship for the first time since 2007 when you also played center. Talk a little bit about what this matchup is going to be like with the Colonels and the Tigers.
Well, it's an old rivalry. We played them quite a few times in the tournament over the years, and we're looking forward to it. You know, they're a very, very, very good basketball team who played very well today. You know, Coach Mason is you know, one of the best coaches in the country, I think. And I'll call him a young coach because he's been doing it a while, but he does a great job in terms of preparing his teams. And so I expect another game very similar, hopefully, to tonight. And I think it's two teams pretty evenly matched. We're not quite the same kinds of teams. Matchups will be a little bit different, a little bit tougher for us, I think, in this game. But on the converse will be true for them. It's a little bit tougher matching up. But again, it's two good basketball teams, I think, playing to get to the NCAA tournament. So
Trinity continues its SCAC championship run in this championship game tomorrow at noon Central Time against Center. Coach, thanks for taking time to talk to us, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.